Haiti has tremendous problems. Its sewer and water systems were very weak and almost non-functional to begin with. I mean, they've been devastated by this earthquake. And its building stock, was very poorly built. It was typical of island construction. It was very lightweight. And unfortunately, much of it came down. So we're really looking not at so much a renovation problem as a complete rebuilding issue.
What are the costs for something like this, or for the seismic rehabilitation for the existing buildings and those destroyed?
The costs are going to be astronomical. I mean, you're really talking about rebuilding the city of Port-au-Prince, a city of 3 million people. It's hard to even calculate what that's going to be. But if you think about a simple house costing maybe $10,000 or $20,000 in island terms, and then multiply that by a million, you're going to get some pretty big numbers very quickly. And that isn't counting all of the infrastructure, the public buildings, the schools, the police stations, the government buildings, etc.
Does something like this run into difficulties with Haitian authorities?
Well, I think that they're going to have to be part of this process. I mean, there's no one going to come in with a sort of a Marshall Plan and rebuild Haiti for them, and nor they shouldn't. I mean, this is going to have to be coordinated and planned with the Haitian government, with the local authorities, and it's going to take some time. I think the most difficult issue is going to be sheltering people in the interim.
Now, the rich and poor are basically on a level playing field in the wake of the devastation.
Earthquakes are equal opportunity devastators. I mean, they don't play sides, although obviously the poorer people, may be in worse condition, those who lived in shanty towns where the hillsides came down, and they may not even have land anymore, much less a house.
From your perspective, comparing this to other similar disasters, what are the post-disaster realities? How long would this take, and what are the real major things that have to be done?
Well, I think if you look at where we are in New Orleans 4 years later, with very limited kinds of rebuilding, especially of housing in the Ninth Ward and in the poorer areas, I think we can expect a multi-year effort. I mean, normally, reconstruction with disasters of this scale is a 5, 10, 20-year process. It just doesn't happen very quickly. I mean, not only are there financial issues, but there are all the logistical issues of just making it happen.
From your observations, can this Haiti devastation be compared to other similar earthquakes?
Well, actually, it reminds me a lot of the damage in China from the Sichuan earthquake. I mean, that was in a rural area. But the rural areas of China have some fairly dense population centers. So the city of Mianyang, which was very heavily damaged, was a city of 3 million people, similar to Port-au-Prince. And the smaller towns that were even more devastated were also, of a similar size. So it really is a magnitude at the same scale as we saw in China in 2008.
And where are they in terms of rehabilitation?
Well, China's done an amazing job. I just came back from there, and they are the government is making a massive effort to build a new towns, and they are partway completed. We're seeing construction of 100 buildings at a time, 6-story buildings being completed in less than 2 years. I mean, it's a remarkable effort, but there was also a remarkable tax put on in order to pay for it. So, there was some internal financing going on for that work.
So I guess the situation in Haiti will certainly not be that fast.
No, I think the situation in Haiti will be more similar to the kind of work we've seen in Turkey after the 3 earthquakes that they had in the late 90s with a lot of government assistance, or the situation in India where there was World Bank funding to help the reconstruction. I mean, I think it fits much more into those countries' kinds of time frames.